You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. The case against Traverse City attorney Clarence Gomery took a slight turn today. Gomery is accused of trying to hire someone to kill fellow attorney Chris Cook. And this afternoon, the judge in the case, Tom Power, stepped down. For why, we turned to reporter David Castleman, who was in the courtroom. Hi, David.
Hi, Linda.
So I understand that Gomery and Cook have been before Judge Power before.
That's right. Last year, Mr. Cook represented a client who was suing Mr. Gomery about a business deal between the two of them, between Gomery and this client, that went sour. And it ended with the court awarding Mr. Cook's client more than $300,000. And the judge in that case, Judge Power, actually, he put on his own sanctions on top of that, which were against Mr. Gomery for allegedly destroying evidence in the case. So this was a separate incident that the judge actually added these sanctions on. Because of that, Frank Stanley, who's representing Mr. Gomery in this criminal case, said that the judge should disqualify himself because his argument was that if the jury knows that that the judge already sanctioned Mr. Gomery, they're going to think that he's biased towards him, and that could affect the trial. That was the argument that Mr. Stanley led in court today, and Judge Power agreed with it, and he ended up stepping down.
What relevance does this civil lawsuit have in the case? Why would it even come up?
Well, the judge even today said that he expects that the prosecution's argument of motive is going to rely on this court case where there was obviously bad blood between Mr. Gomery and Mr. Cook. And because that will be the hook of the motive that the prosecution's arguing, they're saying that because it's so critical, the judge should disqualify. That's at least what the prosecution argued.
So what happens next?
The matter's going to be taken care of by Judge Rogers now. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen, but there were a few hearings scheduled for next week, I believe, are going to be canceled. The trials for right now is scheduled for November, which is earlier than we expected. But I think we'll learn pretty soon next week what the next step in the trial is.
David Kaufman, thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
Once again, attorney Clarence Gomery, with a practice in Traverse City, is accused of trying to hire someone to kill fellow Traverse City attorney Chris Cook. This afternoon, Judge Tom Power stepped aside from the criminal case. The case will be reassigned to Judge Philip Rogers. You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen.